praises of the chosen one, praises of the chosen Rasulullah, the chosen one, a blessing to mankind. Rasulullah, the chosen one, a blessing to mankind, a guiding light forever in our hearts and mind.
Alhamdulillah rabbil alamin wa salatu wa salam ala sayyidil anbiya wal mursalin amma ba'd fa a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Welcome dear viewers. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Only through the grace and mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala we are yet in the month of Muharram al-Haram. Alhamdulillah, the month of Ahlul Bayt, the month of Imam Hussein radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. And subhanallah, this month is showering its blessings throughout the globe, dear viewers. Alhamdulillah. And alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. We enjoyed last week's program and we hope and trust that the viewers of Madini channel also enjoyed our Naat and Kalam program, mashallah, called Praises of the Chosen One. Subhanallah, once again, I am accompanied by our two honorable Naat Khans, mashallah, on my extreme right, our Naveed Attari, hafidhahullah, and on my left, MashaAllah, Mawlana Abdul Qadir Attari Ansari Hafidhahullah. And together with both our Naat Khans, once again, inshaAllah Azza wa Jalla, we are going to spiritually uplift our souls, our love for the beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Stay tuned and locked with Madani channel, inshaAllah Azza wa Jalla. We have some amazing kalams as well as we have some calls, inshaAllah Azza wa Jalla. So we have a munajat that we're going to continue with, inshaAllah, commence this program with this munajat composed by Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali. Ya Ilahi Har Jaga Teri Ata Ka Saath Ho Jab Pade Mushkil Shahe Mushkil Kusha Ka Saath Ho. Now this is called a munajat, and this is actually a conversation that's between a banda and his Khaliq Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And though this conversation can happen in the darkness of the nights or within broad daylight, a person actually shares a very big secret with his Rabb Allah Azza wa Jalla, whether he presents his plea in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, mentioning his desires, his problems and matters. And subhanallah, it is actually more than a dua, it is a munajat where you connect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there are many munajats like this composed by Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali and many other great mashallah composers and those who have written kalams and naats. Even Amir al-Sunnah subhanallah, Mufti Azam Hind rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali. We will be honored to recite those kalams as we go along in the next episode, next program. For now, I'm going to request our Naveed Attari hafidhahullah to kindly, inshallah, azza wa jalla, recite for us this amazing, heart-touching kalam. Ya Ilahi Har Jaga Teri Ata Ka Saath Ho. Inshallah, azza wa jalla, after this kalam and munajat, we have many other kalams composed by Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, and we are going to be honored to hear and to listen to them, inshallah. Stay locked in tune with Madani channel. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Salatun wa salaman alayka ya Sayyidi ya Rasulullah wa sallam alayka ya Sayyidi ya Nabi Allah.
Rabbana ya Rabbana
Ya Rabbana, 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 جزا کی تکلیف کو یا الہی لاحیل جاؤ جزا کی تکلیف کو دیاری دار مصطفیٰ کا ساتھ ہو شادی دیار مسلم مصطفیٰ کا ساتھ ہو ربنا یا ربنا ربنا یا
بدن الہی لاہی محشر محشر پھڑ کے بدن بدیا الہی لاہی محشر محشر پھڑ جب بدن بدن دامن محبوب کی ٹھنڈی ہوا کا ساتھ ہو دامن محبوب کی ٹھنڈی ہوا کا ساتھ ہو ربنا یا ربنا
مصطفیٰ کا ساتھ ہو ربنا یا ربنا 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 یا ربنا ربنا یا ربنا ربنا یا ربنا ربنا یا ربنا
دول الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. ماشاءاللہ, I think the maza and the enjoyment had increased ماشاءاللہ when both Naat Khans, both our Islamic brothers recited together. Subhanallah, Maulana Abdul Qadir Sahib had joined our Naveed Bhai and presenting this plea and munajat in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As I mentioned, dear viewers, it can be of various forms. You can repent via munajat as well, as it is a kalam and a dua, a supplication in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya ilahi, ہر جگہ تیری عطا کا ساتھ ہو. These are the ata, the mercies and the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon a banda. The grace of Allah azza wa jalla. And he says, oh my creator, wherever I may go, may your grace and your mercy be with me. Subhanallah. If you, every couplet that was recited, subhanallah, he said, dua, ya ilahi, bhool jau nazaa ki takleef ko. What is nazar, dear viewers of Madinian channel? The final moments of a person dying and leaving this world. It is extremely difficult and extremely dangerous, the agonies and the pain of death. Allahu Akbar. When a person is counting his last breaths, he says, oh my creator, may I forget the intense struggle at the time of death. Ala Hazrat is saying, Jaakani, that final moment, Allahu Akbar. And what the Quran says about this final moment, dear viewers, are we trying to attempt, have we attempted to flee away from this last moments? The Quran says, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, وَجَاءَتْ سَكَرَةُ الْمَوْتِ بِالْحَقِّ ذَلِكَ مَا كُنْتَ مِنْهُ تَحِيد. And the agony of death came with the truth. This is what you were fleeing from? Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. We all will have to pass through this, dear viewers of Madini channel, one day. Make dua in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla that this moment becomes easy for each and every person. So he says, oh my creator, may I forget the intense struggle. Shadiye didare husne Mustafa ka saath ho. As I aesthetically see the beautiful vision of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, most beautiful face which is glowing, I may forget my pain and my takleef during my final moments. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. So yes, dear viewers, har sher is kalam ka is just amazing, subhanallah. He says, ya ilahi garmi ye mahshar se jab bhadke badan, daamane mahbub ki thandi thandi hawa ka saath ho, ya ilahi naam aaye amal jab khulne lage, aib poshe khalke sattare khata ka saath ho. This is another thing for us to understand. On the day of judgment, when our books of deeds will be opened, and the Quran says, ikra' kitabak, it will be said to you that read from this book, yani the book of life. All our actions that we have committed, kiraman katibin, are noting down everything. Subhanallah, bada pyara kalam hai, munajat, aap padhte rahe. And one of the best times to perform munajat is at the time of tahajjud. In the early parts of the morning, place your forehead onto the ground and present your plea in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ask Allah azza wa jalla for your sins to be pardoned. Repent in his court, in his bargah, and ask for all your lawful desires, dear viewers. You will find those du'as and supplications being answered, inshallah, azza wa jalla. Mubarak to those who make this du'a in the early parts of the morning. It is the time of acceptance. Allah Kareem, ham sab ki behisab maghfirat farmaya. Jazakumullahu khaira to both our brothers, mashallah, who recited this kalam so beautifully. Ek dusra kalam hai. Because after munajat, the style and the tariqah is for us to then shift and move away to kalams, yani naats in the praises of the beloved Rasul, Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And another beautiful kalam, subhanallah, that can be recited is, aisa tujhe khalik ne tarah dar banaya, mashallah. And inshallah, after this kalam, we shall take in some calls, and we will see what the viewers of Madini channel have to say. Filhal ke liye, main apne Naveed bhai se request karta hoon ki is kalam ko padha jaye.
Aisa tujhe khalik خزانوں کی خدا نے
نمازوں کی خدا نے محبوب کیا سرکار بنایا تمہیں سرکار بنایا
مدینے کی, ایسا تجھے خالق نے طرح دار بنایا. The divine creator Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made you in such a special way. Allahu Akbar, you are so handsome. Yani Allah azza wa jalla has made you so elegant and beautiful and handsome that even Hazrat Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wa salam longs to get a glance of you, ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Open the hadith and you would find in various ahadith the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, subhanallah, his beauty is discussed. Hadith Sayyidina Jabir bin Thamura radiallahu ta'ala anhu, in Tirmizi Sharif, he mentions that it was a clear night and I could see the moon, subhanallah, and sometimes I would glance at the moon and sometimes at the blessed face of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I would look at the moon and at times I would see the blessed face of Rasul Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And I found in my sight that the chihra and the blessed face of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was much more elegant and radiant and beautiful than the moon. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Numerous ahadith, dear viewers, of Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu and other sahabas of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this is the way in which he, Azza wa Jalla, has created his beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Huh? That even Yusuf alayhi salatu wa sallam longs to have a glance at Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Husn Yusuf pe kati, Misr mein angushte zana, sar katate hain tere naam par mardane Arab. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. And there are so many other kalams and naats which speaks about the immaculate and amazing beauty of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah, there was no one more elegant and beautiful than him, dear viewers of Madini channel. And in fact, Hassan bin Thabit radiallahu ta'ala anhu and many other companions of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam have confirmed this. reciting the kalams before the beloved master sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they mentioned, huh? Wa ahsanu min kalam taraqattu aini wa ajmalu min kalam talidin nisa khuliqta mubarra'an min kulli aib ka'annaka kad khuliqta kama tasha. Subhanallah, that ya Rasulullah, no eyes have seen anyone more elegant and beautiful than you. Why? Because no mother has given birth to anyone more beautiful than you, ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Subhanallah. It's, you have been created flawless from faults and defects. It seems as if you were created like the way you desire to be created. Subhanallah. This is the beauty of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. On the day of Mahshar, on the day of Qiyamah, his actual beauty will be exposed, dear people of Madinah Channel. And then we're going to see the noor of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. MashaAllah, we say shukran to all the viewers of Madinah Channel who have joined us, and with us, especially the viewers of the social media. May Allah Kareem bless you, reward you immensely. I'm going to request our director sahab, inshallah, to kindly connect us with our viewers, inshallah. Let's see what farmaish and kalams they have for us this evening. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
My name is Muhammad Aqeer. MashaAllah, the show is very beautiful and inspiring to watch. Brings us closer to the deen and the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. So my request today is just for the Kalam Dare Nabi per ye Umar Bite to be recited. Jazakallah khair.
MashaAllah. Wa alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Most definitely, MashaAllah, our brother who has called in, it is through the kalam that we attain nearness and closeness to the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When you recite his praises, it makes you want to read the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to hear how his blessed walking and talking and day to day his routine was, subhanallah. And trust me, when you will read and go through his blessed seerah, you will furthermore deeply fall in love with his blessed personality, his andaz, his kalam. Subhanallah, it's just amazing, dear viewers. So most definitely, inshallah, I'm going to request our brothers to recite this kalam, Dare Nabi Par, Ye Umr Bite, a very beautiful kalam, inshallah. Let's take in the next caller, please.
MashaAllah, on such a beautiful program, Mawlana Sahib, I hope you're keeping well. Mawlana, I'd like to request a Naat Sharif to be recited. Aisa tujhe khaliq ne, jazakallah khair.
MashaAllah, please, let's take in the next caller.
My name is Tawfiq Muhammad. I am from Durban. I am really enjoying the show. It is really rejuvenating, and it gives us more love for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So I have a request. Can you please recite Ya Ilahi Har Jaga? Jazakallah.
MashaAllah. I think our brothers have joined in quite late because in the very beginning of this program we have recited these kalams, mashallah. Ya ilahi har jagah teri ata ka saath ho, aisa tujhe khalik ne tarahdar banaya. Mashallah, ho sakke to phir dobara isko padhenge agar waqt hoga to. For now, inshallah, let's take in the next caller, please.
Mashallah, oh, this is a very good program. I hope all of you are doing well. My request is if the kalam be khud ki ye dete hai could be recited. Jazakumullah.
MashaAllah, may Allah bless you as well. Be khud kiye dete hai, andaz hijabana. Chali, inshallah, isko dekh lete hai. We'll also try and recite this kalam as well. We can take in all our callers at once, inshallah, azawajallah. Then we will keep a note of whatever kalams and farmaishes were given, inshallah. Shukran for calling in, dear viewers. We really appreciate it. And Director Sahib, inshallah, azawajallah, who's managing these calls, inshallah, azawajallah, would know better. So we'll take in the next caller, please.
Firstly, I would like to thank Mawlana Tabligh Sahib and the Madani Channel team for giving us these beautiful shows. Jazakallah khair. I would like to request Sunte Hai Ki Mahshar Mein to be recited. Jazakallah.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah. Inshallah, this kalam as well, we will try and recite it. Take in the next caller, please.
Jazakallah for the beautiful show. I do have a request. That will be Masalak Katu Imam Hai Ilyas Qadri. Please, if you could recite this for me. Jazakallah khair.
MashaAllah, and this is another MashaAllah kalam, and this is to express love for Amir al-Sunnat, Hazrat Allama Mawlana Abu Bilal Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri Radhavi Damat Barakatuhum Al-Aliya, MashaAllah. And this kalam as well, inshallah, we will try and recite it. Let's move on to the next caller, please.
I hope you are all keeping well. May Allah Azza wa Jal bless you all and grant you all barakah in this program. I have a request. May you all please recite the manqabat Imdadukun, Imdadukun. Jazakallah khairan.
Imdadukun, imdadukun, azbandigham, azadkun. Most definitely, brothers, mashallah. May Allah Kareem reward all our callers and those who have requested for kalams. If I am unable to recite, our brothers are unable to recite those farmaishes which you have made, inshallah, next week we will try and accommodate those kalams. The brothers who called in and requested for the kalams to be recited, Ya Ilahi Har Jaga Teri Ata Ka Saath Ho, and Aisa Tujhe Khalik Ne Tarah Dar Banaya, mashallah. This was actually our opening kalams for today's program. Allah bless you immensely in both the worlds, and we hope that next week you're still going to be with us, inshallah, Zawajalla. Do not leave, dear viewers. For now, because our brother, mashallah, Naveed Bhai, had did this kalam, Dari Nabi Par, Ye Umr Beete. Ye kalam to pad chuke, mashallah. Alhamdulillah, padhenge isko. Dubara padhenge, inshallah. Chale, inshallah. To dusra kalam bhi hai, Phirke Gali Gali Taba. Kalam composed by Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali. Maa sahab se farmaish hai ki aap is kalam ko padhe, inshallah.
Salli ala Nabi na. Salli ala صلي على شفيعنا صلي على محمد پھر کے گلی گلی تباہ ہو کرے سب
Mm-hmm.
تو رضا میرا ستم ستم جرم پہ کر
پھر کے گلی گلی تباہ ٹھوکریں سب کی کھائیں کیوں، دل کو جو عقل دے خدا تیری گلی سے جائے کیوں. اللہ اکبر. سیدی اعلی حضرت احمد رضا خان رحمۃ اللہ تعالی علیہ، ان دی ویری فرسٹ کپلٹ آف دس کلام ہی سیز، وائی شوڈ آئی، یعنی رضا، وانڈر فرام اسٹریٹ ٹو اسٹریٹ، گلی گلی، وائی شوڈ آئی بی وانڈرنگ ہیئر اینڈ دیر ان ایوری اسٹریٹ وائلز بینگ ٹریٹڈ ود اٹر ہیومیلیشن، تباہ، ٹو بی ڈسٹرائڈ. Why should I go through all of this and being beaten or being humiliated by people by wandering from this street to that street? Why should I be doing this? Phir ki gali gali tabah thokrein sabki khaye kyun? Are dil ko jo aql de khuda teri gali se jaye kyun? If Allah Azza wa Jalla grants wisdom to my heart, why should I leave your most sacred station and darbar, ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Allah, 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 Allah. Why should I leave your blessed court? If Allah Kareem grants wisdom to my heart, then my heart should say this to me that I should remain here, subhanallah. I should be here. And this is the darbar of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And in this couplet, subhanallah, he says, Jaan hai ishq-e-Mustafa, roz fazu kare khuda. You know, the love of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is indeed my ruh, my spirit, my soul. Roz fazu kare khuda, daily, O Allah Azza wa Jal, grant it taraqi, grant it magnification, grant khair and barakah in this love, made increase, subhanallah. Why should the one who loves this pain, jisko ho dard ka maza, the one who enjoys this pain, the one who loves this dard and pain, being engrossed in your love and your muhabba, why should such a person seek out any relief or desire any medication when he's enjoying this love of yours, ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, yani being connected to the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allahu Akbar. So another beautiful kalam composed by Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali. Often we recite this on Madani channel, mashallah. And there are various forms of reciting this kalam. And the best part is, mashallah, Mulana sahib, when you add Durood-e Pak to this kalam, yani har misre mein aap Durood-e Pak bhi bhej rahe ho sarkar pe sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah Kareem grant us true love and connection to the beloved aqa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. To chaliye, jab darbar ki baat chali hai to phir dar pe pahunchne ki baat bhi karte hain. Dar-e Nabi par ye umr beete inshallah, ho hum pe lutf dawam aisa. To I'm going to request our Navid bhai inshallah to recite this kalam inshallah enjoy this kalam, dear viewers. Sallu ala al habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
Dar-e Nabi par عمر بیتے ہم پہ لطف دوا ایسا، در نبی پر عمر بیتے ہم پہ لطف دوا ایسا، در نبی پر عمر بیتے ہم پہ لطف دوا ایسا، مدینے والے کہیں مقامی ہو ان کے در پر قیام ایسا، مدینے والے کہیں مقامی ہو ان کے در پر غم زدوں کو گلے لگا لے جو چھپا لے جو غم زدوں کو گلے لگا لے پوروں کو دامن میں جو چھپا لے ہے دوسرا اس جہاں میں سوائے خیر لال تجھ پر سارے جارے جانے خود نبی نے تجھے خریدا لال لال پر سارے جارے جانے خود نبی نے تجھے خریدا نصیب ہو تو مجھے کو دیکھو بے طلب ہی نواز نواز جا رہے ہیں پہن مجھے کو دیکھو بے طلب ہی نواز نواز جا رہے ہیں پہن نہ میرا کوئی عمل ہے ایسا نہ میرا میرا کوئی ہے کام ایسا میرا میرا کوئی عمل ہے ایسا نہ میرا میرا کوئی ہے کام ایسا اور نماز اقصا انبیاء اور رسول بولے نماز اقصا میں پڑھائی انبیاء اور رسول بولے نماز ہو تو نماز ایسی امام ہو تو
Allah, Allah. You know, this dua of people is being accepted, Mulana Sahib, mashallah. Many such people who desire to spend the rest of their lives in the city of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, their duas are being answered, subhanallah. And there are many people who migrate to Madinatul Munawwara. They leave their hometown, their city, their land, and they migrate and they live there, subhanallah. Allahu Akbar. And this is what the poet is saying. Dare Nabi par, ye umr bite, hu hum pe lutfe dawam aisa. It's actually a dua in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that through the mercy of Allah, the eternal mercy of Allah azza wa jalla, may my life be spent at the door of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And when this happens, then what should the people of Madinatul Munawwara say? Madine wale kahe maqami, huh? Such that even the locals of Madinatul Munawwara start to regard me as a local resident of Madinatul Munawwara. May I be blessed with this residence in Madinatul Munawwara. A dua, a faryad, a wish and desire the poet expresses in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Ya Rasulullah, I want to spend the rest of my life at your doorstep, subhanallah. And the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam accepts this dua and faryad of many such ashiks and devotees of his dear viewers of Madani Channel. Chale, ek dusra is sher isme hai ki hai 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 Bilal tujh par nisar jaun ke khud nabi ne tujhe kharida. Once again, dear viewers of Madani Channel, the poet says, may we be sacrificed upon Sayyidina Bilal Habshi radiyallahu an, that he was purchased by the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And if he says, nasib ho to nasib aisa. Allahu Akbar. If you have a destiny, then the destiny should be like the destiny of Sayyidina Bilal Habshi radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. For he is such a servant and ghulam of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And some ulamas and scholars have written that the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam showered so much of affection and love over Bilal Habshi radiyallahu anhu. He was a servant, he was a khadim, and he did not see this type of love and muhabba ever being shed. Subhanallah. He left everything behind and he held the daman of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Bilal tujh par nisar jaun ki khud nabi ne tujhe kharida. Naseeb ho to naseeb aisa. Ulam ho to Bilal jaisa. Subhanallah, subhanallah. And every couplet of this kalam is amazing. Namaz aqsa mein jab padhai to anbiya aur rasul ye bole. Are namaz ho to namaz aisi. Imam ho to imam aisa. Subhanallah. Time does not permit, or else we would have went into the commentary or at least tarjama and translation of these ash'ar, dear viewers. But yes, if the earth has ever witnessed an amazing salah and congregation, it is the congregation of this jama'at where the imam and the leader of the salah is Imamul Anbiya, Sayyidina Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the muqtadis, those who are reading their salah behind Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the blessed Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, the jamaat and the congregation of the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The earth has never witnessed such a jamaat and congregation ever before, dear viewers. Subhanallah, it was on the night of Mi'raj where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was made the imam, and the musallis, those who read and performed their salah, were actually performing their salah behind the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Allah Hazrat in another kalam, he says, namaz aqsa mein tha yahi sir, aya ho maan aaye awwal o akhir. کہ دست بستہ ہی پیچھے حاضر جو سلطنت آگے کر گئے تھے. اللہ اکبر, اللہ اکبر. Though they came before the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but the night of Mi'raj opened the secret. It is now quite apparent that we know what is the meaning of first and last. Though he came in last in the world physically, but subhanallah, Allah has made him the imam, the leader of all the prophets that came before him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. Chale, dear viewers of Madini Channel, we have like 5 to 6 minutes remaining before we come to the end of this program. Aur kya hi acha, Mulana Sahib ki we end with this kalam. Subhanallah. You know, there's a kalam related to Amir al-Sunnat as well. And subhanallah, this is speaking about his works and his achievements throughout the globe. 5 minutes we have, inshallah. Maybe if you can recite just 2 couplets of that, and then we can end with a beautiful manqabat of Sarkari Ghose Pak Rahmatullah Ali. Even 2 couplets of that, inshallah. Azzawajallah. Ji.
Sallallahu alayka ya Rasulullah, sallam alayka ya Habibullah. Maslak ka tu imam, maslak ka tu imam, Ilyas Qadri, tadbir تو امام ہے الیاس قادری تدبیر تیری نام ہے الیاس قادری تنہا چلا چلا ساتھ تیرے ہو گیا تیرا اونچا کام ہے الیاس قادری.
تیری تام ہے یا
Yes, again, dear viewers, do you know who has composed this kalam? Subhanallah, it is actually the uncle of Maulana Abdul Qadir Sahib Qibla, Hazrat Allama Maulana Badrul Qadir Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali. And this is the talk and the speech and the opinions of ulama-i kiram related to Amir al-Sunnah, subhanallah. Kya baat hai Madine ki? The ulama and the scholars of the world see the work of Maulana Ilyas Qadri, Damat Barakatuhum Al-Aliyah, Amir Ahl-Sunnat, subhanallah. And they salute his work, subhanallah. And they present their salams in his court. May Allah Kareem grant him a healthy long life, subhanallah. Accept all his lawful wishes and allow for the works of Dawud Islami to increase throughout the globe, dear viewers. We have like a minute remaining. Ek minute hai. Aur main cha raha tha ki chale, inshallah, azawajallah, is manqabat pe rukte hain. Aur ye dua bhi hai, inshallah, azawajallah. And if time would have allowed us, we would have went further into this program, dear viewers, but just ایک شعر پڑھیں انشاءاللہ عزوجل. We have just a minute remaining. جی
امداد کند امداد کند نظر جو غم آزاد پر در دینوں دنیا شاد کند یا غاسِ آزم دستگیر امداد کند امداد کند تیرے ہاتھ دنیا شاد کند یا غاسِ آزم دستگیر امداد کند
And this sheer and couplet brings us to the end of the program. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. We have enjoyed this session. Our Naat Khans and viewers of Madini channel, we hope and we look forward seeing you and having your company next week, Sunday, same time, same place, inshallah, on your Madini channel. Keep reciting durood and salawat upon Rasul Akram, Nuri Mujassam, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Sallu ala al-Habib, Sallallahu Ta'ala ala Muhammad, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam.
Praises of the chosen one. Praises of the chosen Rasulullah, the chosen one, a blessing to mankind. Rasulullah, the chosen one, a blessing to mankind, a guiding light forever in our hearts and minds.